USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning a woman with eye drops.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jesse R. Kraszewski, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide.
Jesse Kraszewski stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. Initially denying involvement, Kraszewski later claimed that Hernan wanted to die, alleging she gave her bottles of eye drops to drink. Despite insisting that her friend killed herself, Kraszewski is facing a mandatory life sentence after the verdict was read, prompting her emotional reaction in court. Over half of U.S. voters want additional candidates to enter the 2024 presidential race. That's according to Quinnipiac poll. Despite over a dozen contenders in the race, 52% of voters express a preference for more options, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. In contrast, 67% of Republicans express satisfaction with the existing field of candidates. Unionized Starbucks baristas are planning to hold a major strike on Thursday.
Unionized Starbucks workers are organizing their most significant strike to date on one of the coffee chain's busiest annual days. Starbucks Workers United stated it is pressing the company to reach an agreement on concerns related to staffing and scheduling. The yearly occasion when Starbucks distributes free reusable holiday cups is its most substantial sales event of the season and is recognized as one of the most notoriously challenging and understaffed days for the baristas who handle them. I'm John Schaefer.
Salman Rushdie was surprised with the first-ever Lifetime Disturbing the Peace Award by the Vaclav Havel Center on Manhattan's Upper East Side. The award, kept secret until minutes before the presentation, was attended by over 100 people. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In his criminal gun case, Hunter Biden seeks to subpoena former President Trump and ex-Attorney General Bill Barr. Biden aims to obtain information from Trump and other former Justice Department officials to support his defense, claiming vindictive or selective prosecution that allegedly infringes on his Fifth Amendment rights. Hunter Biden has entered a not guilty plea to charges of providing false information on federal firearm forms and unlawfully possessing a weapon while using illicit drugs. Two Westchester men are facing charges for allegedly punching an on-duty NYPD lieutenant in the head aboard a one subway train in the Bronx. Marquise Webb and Ryan Innocent, both 24, were arrested for the alleged attack that started after officers ordered the two men to get off the subway car. Traffic in L.A. is about to get worse.
A large section of the I-10 freeway near downtown L.A. remaining closed to traffic for at least 3 to 5 weeks to repair damage caused by a massive fire.
We will get this taken care of.
Investigators say that fire was started by an arsonist. About 300,000 commuters use that area a day. They're already worried about even worse traffic as they reroute themselves to work.
I'm a little worried that over the next few days it's going to get a little worse.
That's Corey Myers reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.